This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Monday gave full approval to the COVID-19 vaccine made by Pfizer and German partner BioNTech for use in people over the age of 16, the first full approval of a COVID-19 shot. The vaccine has been authorized for emergency use since December, and more than 204 million people in the United States have received it based on Sunday's data. But none of the three authorized COVID-19 vaccines had previously received full FDA approval. Public health officials hope it will convince more unvaccinated Americans that Pfizer's shot is safe and effective. Vaccine hesitancy among some Americans has hindered the United States' response to the pandemic. Roughly 51% of Americans have been fully vaccinated so far, as a recent surge of infections spurred by the contagion's Delta variant ravages part of the country with low vaccination rates. Israel is giving some members of its population a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, and it seems to be working. Health Ministry data has shown the booster shot has significantly improved protection from infection and serious illness among people age 60 and older in the country. That's compared to those who have just two doses of the vaccine. Authorities say that among the over 60s, protection against infection provided from 10 days after a third dose was four times higher than after two doses. It also offers five to six times greater protection after 10 days against serious illness and hospitalization for those in that age group. Israel started giving over 60s third jabs at the end of July, but last week it dropped the eligibility for a booster to 40 and included pregnant women, teachers, and healthcare workers. This is VOA News. Germany's military says a firefight involving Western forces erupted at Kabul airport on Monday when Afghan guards exchanged fire with unidentified gunmen, adding to the evacuation chaos as the United States faces pressure to extend its deadline to withdraw. Thousands of Afghans and foreigners have crowded the airport for days, hoping to catch a flight out after Taliban fighters captured Afghanistan's capital on August 15th, as U.S.-led forces aim to complete their pullout by the end of the month. Officials claim 20 people have been killed in the chaos at the airport, most in shootings and stampedes, as U.S. and international forces try to evacuate citizens and vulnerable Afghans. One person was killed in Monday's clash. NATO officials said the situation was under control after the shooting. The Taliban have deployed fighters outside the airport where they've tried to help enforce some kind of order. On Sunday, Taliban fighters beat back crowds a day after seven Afghans were killed in a crush at the gates as the deadline for the withdrawal of foreign troops approaches. The Taliban seized power just over a week ago as the United States and its allies are withdrawing troops after a 20-year war launched in the weeks after the September 11, 2001 attacks, as U.S. forces hunted al-Qaeda leaders and sought to punish their Taliban hosts. The administration of Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump, struck a deal with the Taliban last year, allowing the U.S. to withdraw its forces in exchange for security guarantees. The U.S. and South Korea say they want to bring North Korea back into talks to denuclearize. On Monday, Washington's special envoy for North Korea met with his counterpart in Seoul. His visit comes amid a new standoff over Washington and Seoul's annual joint military exercises that Pyongyang warns could trigger a security crisis. The North sees those exercises as a rehearsal for war against it, but the U.S. envoy is trying to tamp down the tension, also urging Pyongyang to come to the table. A brief thaw in relations between the two Koreas in June saw a hotline between the two reopen last month, a year after North Korea suspended them. But after preliminary training for exercises began last week, the North stopped answering the phone. And India's capital, New Delhi, opened its first so-called smog tower on Monday, aimed at reducing the air pollution blamed for thousands of premature deaths every year, but experts are skeptical. Concentrations of tiny deadly particles in Delhi's air regularly exceed safe limits by up to 20 times. 40 giant fans on the 25-meter tower will pump 1,000 cubic meters of air per second through filters that engineers claim will cut the amount of harmful particles in half. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.